Morning, everyone. I'm Russell Olson. I'm the chairman of the South Dakota Game Fish Park, and I will call the meeting back to order. The first item of business for us this morning, we're going to pick up under the Division of Parks and Rec. The last item, number 18, the July Camping Visitation and Revenue Report. Al Medved, Parks Deputy Director, is here with us today. Welcome, Al.
Thank you. Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling. This morning, we'll pick up with some of our statistics for the month of July, being that the month of August just finished up yesterday. We're still kind of working on those August numbers, but since the commission did not hold a meeting in the month of August, we can sure give July numbers. So we're here to let you know how we did in July, and we are working on those August numbers here as the month just came to a close there. But in your booklet there is starts off with some of the revenue reports there regarding various categories of revenue that's measured with the Division of Parks and Recreation. And overall, the month of July was a very good month in the parks statewide. Revenue was up for that month about 4%. And then year to date, we're kind of holding about steady, down a tick at 1%. But camping remains strong throughout the camp, throughout the state park system. We are seeing some declines in what we refer to as day use visitation, which we measure by actual body. And, you know, a lot of that day use visitation is attributable to people coming out to do some hiking or launch a boat or go to the swimming beach, those kind of things that don't involve an overnight stay. So we are a little bit in those items. You know, some of the heat and some of the weather probably played a little factor into that. But you also see our visitation report there. Again, we're down year to date about 9%. Some parks are showing some upticks, like the South Charles Mix District 10 parks there showed an increase this year. And also this district here that the Good Earth is in is showing an increase in some of the day use activities here. So seeing some numbers there. Typically July makes up about 20% of our annual visitation. So it's a big month. And like I say, I think that the heat and just kind of tampered some of those activities that are related to hiking and so forth. So. Then you also see our camping numbers for July, and those numbers are very good, very much in line with last year, which was a record year. So we did set another camping record for the month of July, as we did with the month of June. So both June and July were just slightly above last year's record numbers as well. So camping definitely remained strong throughout the state park system, and you know, we really enjoy a lot of good weather on some of the holidays, the 4th of July, the month of June. You know, we expect a little bit of an uptick there, obviously, with the addition of a 3-day holiday there, the Juneteenth holiday, and then also the July 4th holiday bled into the month of June as well. But you know, July was showing the same trends there. So we're definitely enjoying some good camping years here with the Division of Parks and Recreation. And then, like I said, we do not have any reports for the month of August yet, but Matt Snyder, superintendent of Custer State Park, did finish up what the rally numbers were for the rally. And they keep pretty good statistics on the number of bike bands that are sold. It's a kind of a separate park entrance license that's just specific to the rally and specific to motorcycles entering the park. So they track those sales at various entry points into the park, and you know, so we've been able to measure, you know, kind of how the rally stacks up from year to year. And statewide, I think the rally numbers were down a little bit. I think I saw that some of the DOT numbers were down about 5 or 6%. Statewide, but we did see a downturn in the park as well. Overall, rally bike bands were down about 8%, and you know, from last year, you know, the week started off strong. There were some good days. I think it peaked on Monday. It was probably one of the busiest days of the rally there. But by Wednesday, about 80% of the bike bands sold were sold through Wednesday, so it kind of tailed off those final days of the week there as well. But definitely always a busy week out there. I went very well. No real serious altercations or incidents in the park there. It went very well this year. And the gates were busy. The Sylvan Gate is always by far the busiest gate. I think it makes about 45% of all the sales, all the bikes that come through the park goes at Sylvan Lake. And then the East Gate is pretty busy as well, about 32% that come through there. So again, a little bit of a downturn in the rally this year at Custer State Park, but just pleased to out there, there's no major issues, and everybody had a good time, and the resorts were full and providing a lot of good services and activities for all the folks entering the park, and so it really turned out well. So, but anyway, we'll be keep working on those August reports here, and we'll have those ready to report along with the September reports on the next meeting in October.
Thanks, Al. Does anybody have any questions for Al?
Do you have a dollar amount on Commissioner Locken here? Do you have a dollar amount on the motorcycle rally passes?
Yes. The total dollar amount sold for passes for this year was $591,160. So you divide that by 20 and just under 30,000 permits were sold as part of the rally.
Thank you.
Good. Really good. Any other questions for Al? Great report again, Al. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.